My Brush with Frankie Howard. Halfway through 1987, after 6 months in York, I bought a house in the red brick terrace Hartoff Street between Fishergate and the River Ouse. A few years later, I discovered the street's gay connection. Leaving for my job on the Northern Echo one morning, there was activity down the end of the street. I tried to find out what was happening, but the crew were very cagey. It was only when I got home they were more forthcoming. They wanted to film a long shot from a mobile crane, panning and zooming into the bedroom at 53, with the street covered in fake snow. But they had a problem. There was a bright red 2CV car parked in their way. "Well," I said, "if you tell me what you're doing and let us take a photograph of your filming, I'll move it." With that, I had a nice exclusive for the next morning's front page. They were recreating the snowy night comedian Frankie Howard was born for a biopic. Frankie Howard was a comedian from the mid-1940s through to 1990, 2 years before his death. His catchphrase was, "Titty ye not." He achieved fame firstly in radio and then TV and film. Among his most famous appearances were in Up Pompeii and the Carry On comedies. He also appeared in one-man shows both on stage and the small screen. According to York Civic Trust, which placed a blue plaque on the property in 2016, Frankie Howard was born Francis Alec Howard there on 6th of March 1917, although other records suggest he was born in a hospital in the city. But he did live there for the first 2.5 years of his life, as his father Francis was a regular soldier at the nearby barracks on Fulford Road. His mother Edith worked at the Roundtree Chocolate Factory. Frankie described a street as in a poorish area of the city near the River Ouse. He later said he had only one memory of living in York, and that was of falling down the stairs, an experience which left him with a lifelong dread of heights. With relatives in York, however, he returned on many occasions for family holidays and later in life spoke of his fondness for the city. It was not until after he died in 1992 that the public became aware that Frankie was gay. His mother was apparently unaware, and as active homosexuality was illegal in England and Wales until 1967, his career could have been ruined had the news leaked out. His partner for the last 35 years of his life was Dennis Hamer, a waiter at the time they met, but later Frankie's manager.